Remember this song, Bill?
I've heard this song many times. Very enjoyable.
One of the original members of a pretty amazing band, songwriter, trombone player, Jimmy Panko on the line with us. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm just fine, thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello. You, of course, from
the... I'm going to Chicago.
Couldn't be better.
My hometown there.
Now, you weren't originally from here, were you?
Well, I was born in St. Louis, but in Chicago when I was 8 years old. So, essentially, I grew up in the Windy City and became a Cub fan. And it's history. You know, I discovered a love for music, and I'm still trying to get it.
Jimmy, you came over in the Lou Brock trade,
yeah,
didn't you? Were you part of the Lou Brock trade?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, starting out...
Leo DeRocher was my best friend.
How about that? Louis the Lip and you. That's excellent.
This had to be a great year for you, being a Cubs fan, then.
Oh, my gosh. It was almost... It was surreal. It was almost uncomfortable because the Chicago Cubs aren't supposed to win.
Right.
You know? I mean, the myth was part of the glory. the Billy Goat curse and all that jazz made it storybook material, and I think endeared the team even more so to the fans. And when they won it all, I mean, it was like, what? This is not reality. You know, but I have to say, man, you know, that ball club did what it had to do. Madden, great manager. I mean, you know, they pulled out all the stops, and they took the series home. So what can I say? I say hallelujah. The curse is over.
Good.
All right, and you guys finally got into...
So let's talk about the Cubs. Hell with the, you know, hell with the band Chicago. Let's talk about the Cubs.
All right.
I'm a Sox fan, so, you know, I won't participate in this conversation as much, but you got to hand it to the Cubs for what they did this year.
Absolutely. May it continue. May it not be a... I'd like to see... that run continue and to see them remain contenders in the MLB. So anyway, hey, it's good to be alive and another busy year ahead for the band. You know, it's our 51st year of being together, celebrating years last month. And
you know, your phone is kind of tripping out a little bit.
I'm going to, you know, we had a nasty storm last night, and it really messed up communications in the area. Is this better?
Yes, it is. Definitely better. Where are you that the storms came through?
I'm in Nashville. I moved the family here about 7 years ago for a simpler, more economically feasible, safer environment for my kids and extended family. It's all good. It was a bit of a culture shock for my wife, you know, having met her and having spent all those years in L.A. to come to Nashville was a bit of a lifestyle change. But we've acclimated, and we're so glad we made the move because it's just really... better life all the way around.
Does she go shopping at a store called Two Old Hippies?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a great little shop.
It's awesome. They have guitars. Huh? I have a 17-year-old son who's probably going to Belmont University in Nashville, so maybe we'll come see you when we're down there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I just did a speaking engagement at Belmont not too long ago. Great people at that school. And I hear that Nashville is just going to keep growing leaps and bounds. Right now, it's become a major destination city. And in the last couple of years, the influx has been, I mean, overwhelming. The infrastructure is strained. I mean, there's 1,000 people a week coming in. And, you know, now that I'm a local, I'm kind of scratching my head wondering how this infrastructure is going to handle this huge growth. High rises are popping up every day, and new restaurants are coming in, and new hotels, and you can't find a parking spot anymore. So we're hoping that it doesn't turn into another Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, it very well might.
Nonetheless, you know, I had to escape L.A. It was becoming a third world country, and it wasn't a good environment to raise children in. You know, my kids are, my son will be off to college in the fall. So, you know, they've spent the last 7 years here, made quality friends. The schools are amazing. The people are great. It's safe. We don't lock our doors.
You better now.
My car, 40. Yeah, pardon?
You better lock your doors now because you just told everybody you're not locking your doors.
Jimmy, give that address out. What's the home address for people in the area?
Well, yeah, you just look for the house with a 20-gauge shotgun.
All right.
Come on in.
All right.
You know, it was funny because I was talking to my 17-year-old son, and I said, so we're going to talk to Jimmy Panko, you know, one of the original members of Chicago, did a lot of the songwriting. And I said they opened up for Albert King at Whiskey A Go-Go, and Jimi Hendrix was backstage. And my 17-year-old goes, yeah, is that when Jimmy said your horn section is like one set of lungs? So you got a kid who's going
into...
He knows that story. Why don't you build on that a little bit?
He knows the quote.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we made a documentary of the career. It debuted, it world premiered on CNN New Year's Day, and I think a lot of the folks saw that. You know, and the aftermath is people are amazed at what it took to engineer this long career, what we experienced, what we survived, death, divorce, drugs, the whole nine yards. And, you know, here we are. We emerged even better than ever because hardship usually burnishes the metal. Either way, you either get better or you disappear. And it just it focused our perspective and changed our priorities. We're having more fun now than we ever have. The band is slamming. We're popping on all cylinders. We have sellout audiences all over the world. I mean, little did I know that this music would translate to timeless fabric of people's lives and give us a career for as long as we wanted to do it. And we don't want to do it if we're not doing it 100%.
What's the song in the catalog, in the Chicago catalog, that still gives you goosebumps, Jimmy? What's the one that you can't wait to play every night?
Gosh, that's a tough question. I think Beginnings has always been my favorite. Maybe because I have a solo to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always meant a lot to me in terms of what the song says. I've always did Robert Lamb as a composer, and I love.
Oh, we're losing you again. Could you go step, turn that other way, turn left a little bit?
Okay, yeah. Every time I walk on the stage, regardless of the song, it's what the song presents in terms of communicating with that audience. And like I said, this music has become a storyline in people's lives. And when you look out at the crowd night after night, as you're performing these songs, you see people looking at each other and remembering and reliving the moment that the music represents in their life. You know, where they were, what was going on, you know, maybe they fell in love with this music. Maybe they dance to it at their wedding or whatever. And they come back every year to relive that special moment that this music represents. And we share that communion with them. That's what puts the validation on what we do. And that never gets old. I mean, it's the first night every night we walk on that stage.
All right, I have a favorite that I want to throw your way, and I need to thank you for it. This is written by Jimmy Panko of Chicago, It's Color My World, and I have to thank you because when I was in eighth grade and people around my age, when they did their school sock hops, this was the song that was played when you wanted to grind up against your
sure.
boyfriend.
This is our prom theme, Jimmy. This is our prom theme.
Well, see, you just corroborated what I said.
Yeah.
It shapes moments of our lives, which I think current music doesn't do as much as the old stuff. And he's gone.
Well, you know, it's lyric and melody. It's lyric and melody. It's a story. It's a story. It's a story that people can grasp, that people can relate to personally. Too much of the music that's going on today is devoid of that hummable hook, that melody, or that lyric that endears people. It's meaningless groove. It's not necessarily bad, but it's not the melody and the lyric that keeps people humming and they walk away remembering. And our music has that. I think all of it in our heyday has that quality. That's why it lives on. You know, maybe that's part of the reason we're still packing them in, because these people embrace this music as not just a song, but as a mantra. And, you know, it's a big responsibility for us, the artists, to get on that stage and to perform those songs as well as we possibly can. And people get off on it because we do it the old-fashioned way. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no lip-syncing. It's a bunch of veteran musicians doing it live very, very well. And people hear the record note for note as they watch it being performed by the people who wrote it and recorded it.
We're losing you again. We just want to congratulate you. Last year saw you inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's about time. And now you will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in June in New York City, you and your bandmate Robert Lamb. So congratulations for that.
Well, thank you very much. What's the next thing? The Gypsy Hall of Fame? For living out of a suitcase for 50 years?
Maybe the Baseball Hall of Fame for you.
Hey, you never know.
That would be nice. Jimmy, continued success.
Yeah. A tribute to all Cubs and diehards. But hey, you guys are making my day. You know, I pinch myself every day. You know, all of these years later, people still get excited about what we do. And I'm a lucky guy. I'm a very lucky guy to be able to put food on the table doing something that I not only love, but the people I do it for love as well. And I'm very blessed. And you guys are a testament to that, and I sure thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, we're big fans. Congratulations, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I will be knocking on your door when we go down to Nashville.
I'll put the shotgun away when you
come. All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot for enjoying what we do, and hey, keep coloring my world, baby.
You got it, Jimmy Penko of the band Chicago, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Without question.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. A hit factory. You look at all the songs that they did, and he wrote Color My World, Just You and Me, Searching So Long, Make Me Smile, co-wrote Feeling Stronger Every Day. Really, look at the catalog.
That's pretty good. It's very good. All right, we will take a break. And then come back with more show. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.